Okay, you get off the plane. It's time to enter the warm bosom of your family. Or maybe it's less bosom than, say, butt, a special kind of purgatory. My dear colleague Madeline Brand is spending this week with her family. Before she left, she invited our comedic duo, Frangela, to come talk about their family obligations this time of year.
Welcome, Frangela.
Hello.
Angela Shelton, Frances Collier. Your plans, ladies? I assume you're not spending Christmas together.
My mother's coming here, actually, this year.
It's very exciting.
Which
so
never
you're hosting?
Happened.
You've never hosted before?
No, yeah. My sister's at her boyfriend.
Pressure.
Yeah.
And Frances?
I have an almost two-year-old, so we're getting ready for Santa. Mom still got to do some shopping.
Like tomorrow.
Like tomorrow.
Exactly.
There's always the black sheep, right, in mm-hmm. every family. Is mm-hmm. there one troublemaker in your family that you think, oh, my gosh, what is this person going to do this year?
Actually, I think I can say for both of us, we've got multi-black sheep in both of our
boy.
Families. In fact, you actually have to call the good people the black sheep, I think.
Yes.
Otherwise, the list is too long.
Way too
just
long.
Just oodles and oodles of problem people
mm-hmm.
on both sides.
So why is it? Why is it that these holiday gatherings, we look forward to them all
no,
year?
No, we don't. Let's not lie.
No,
we don't
really.
Have to lie in here. This is a safe space.
Really?
We don't have to lie to
all right, some of us look forward to them.
Nobody looks forward. Come on, you know what? That's not true. Here's the deal. You think you're looking forward to it all year, and then Thanksgiving happens. If you spend time with your family then you start realizing halfway through Thanksgiving Day, you start getting what we call pre-tired.
Yes.
Which is you're tired of the event before it's even happened.
Right.
You start realizing, oh my God, I have to do this in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah, you have to get on that plane. You got to sit in that middle seat.
Ugh.
Only to go home to people go, why aren't you married? How come you don't have babies?
Why don't you come home more often?
I didn't see you
on TV this week. Maybe you should stop doing that acting.
You know, it's just you can't even.
So is it better to not travel, to not go to the relatives' homes?
Oh,
or is
it is beautiful. This city is beautiful without anybody. Everybody's gone. It's like a ghost town. It's like, I feel like I am legend. It's wonderful. We're the only people in the city. It's beautiful.
Wow.
That's wow.
That didn't sound like the holiday spirit in a strange way. Everybody's gone.
Yeah.
It's great.
What about the presents? That's always a tough one, right? Buying for your parents.
Well, I have this friend whose brother is in the Scissor Sisters and, you know, internationally huge band, right? For Christmas, he's like, he got his parents a coffee table book, a very nice book that they like about something they're interested in, like horses or something. But his brother, of course, got them dinner with Billy Joel. So it's like, he can't ever, ever win.
No.
And me and my sister in this constant competition with one of my aunts who is always out present. We're always trying to get my mom to cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, touch her more deeply than the last. And she has beaten us the last 3 years running.
Really?
Like, she got, my grandmother used to sing in a jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
And so my aunt got recordings of my grandmother singing. She got them remastered and put on CD. And we had taken all these pictures and made this huge picture display. I was like, oh, she won again! Like, we keep losing.
All right, so there's always that point where families just meltdown,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
where it jumps comes
off.
Out.
Right, yeah. right. The tensions overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my house when that happens, we don't, like, talk about it or take a time out and then talk about it. What we do is we go and email each other.
Right then and there?
It's an abuse of email. My mother started it, and it's our fault because we taught her how to use email.
Mm-hmm.
So what'll happen is something will happen that's awkward, or there'll be a moment, and you think it's kind of gotten over. And then, like, a few hours later, the next day, you'll go check your email, and there'll be this email. Angela, last night, when you were passing the gravy, I felt like you were annoyed with me, but I didn't want... And it'll be, like, 3 pages, right? And it starts with, like, you were the most beautiful baby ever. This is how she psychs you out.
Right.
And you have no idea what she's talking about, right? But if you try to have the conversation... She's like, what are you talking about?
And then she runs out the room again.
Right. Exactly.
And
you have to communicate through the email.
In my family, when it melts down, you just get stabbed.
You get stabbed.
that's at least they're being direct.
Right,
that's
very
what I
direct.
Think. It's proactive.
It's not passive aggressive.
It's using right. I statements.
Yeah, really.
I want to stab you.
You. Yep, you exactly. I mean? Exactly.
Clinically speaking, it's much healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Words to live by. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
That's Frangela, Angela Shelton, and Frances Collier. Happy holidays.